Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your first installment this season, Season 25 of Dark Realms. Now, if you're new to the podcast, and I know many of you are, and thank you and welcome, what we do on Dark Realms is every 2 weeks, we take a look at a place which is allegedly haunted by more than one ghost, preferably three, and then we kind of rank them as we go through the episode. So we start with the one which I personally find the least terrifying, leading to the one that I feel brings most terror. Now, as a lot of these places are old places or even old areas, folklore often mixes with fact. But that's the very reason why we do Dark Realms. It's kind of a realistic light relief with the dark paranormal. Because we all like ghost stories. That's why we're listening right now. That's why I'm doing this show. And sometimes there will be things, i.e. the black-eyed kids, to take an example from recent seasons, where irrelevant of where it started, even if it began like Slender Man as some internet meme and then went viral, there are still real effects from that folklore. For example, we know Slender Man was created as part of a creepypasta competition, so completely fake, however, then started showing up in alleged historic artwork, etc. And in real world, he was the influence behind two girls attempting to kill their classmate so they could go and be one of Slender Man's proxies. So sometimes if something is simply folklore, it can still have terrifying real-world effects. And when I mention folklore, don't worry if there is anything or any mention of something or an experience I discuss on Dark Realms being merely word of mouth, I'll make sure that you know that that's the case. We're not trying to mislead anyone. We like to look at places that's juicy, that we can get our teeth into, and has, as I say, two or three different type of entities, etc., so we can discuss them. And today's Dark Realm location was suggested by one of our Patreons. And this place, I believe it's the first Dark Realm outside of the Edinburgh Vaults I've actually been to. Because today's Dark Realm is one of the oldest inns in the UK. And it is Ye Olde Salutation Inn in Nottingham, England. There are very few buildings in Britain where both history and legend have become so tightly intertwined that separating one from the other almost becomes impossible. Ye Olde Salutation Inn in Nottingham is one of those places. Stood on Houndsgate, it is regularly mentioned alongside Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem, whenever the debate begins over what is Nottingham's oldest public house. Or pub, if you want to use the local vernacular. Archaeological dating places the oldest surviving part of the present building in the mid-14th century, around 1360. Although evidence suggests that an inn or even an alehouse occupied the site well over a century earlier. Beneath everything, though, lies something even older. Hidden below the floors are an extensive set of sandstone caves, believed to date back more than 1,000 years to the Saxon period, long before the timber-framed inn even existed. People were already living, storing food and sheltering within those very tunnels. Over the centuries, those caves have been expanded, altered, and reused that many times, they've become a literal maze of chambers, passages, and hidden rooms. For researchers of the paranormal, that underground network is more than simply an archaeological curiosity. Almost every major haunting associated with the salutation originates here. The inn itself has witnessed centuries of human drama. Travellers have slept within its walls since medieval times. During the English Civil War, both royalist and parliamentarian soldiers are believed to have passed through its doors. Local legend claims Oliver Cromwell once visited the building, although historians do remain cautious about accepting that as fact. Like many of the coaching inns in the UK, it also attracted the less respectable visitors. Highwaymen are said to have frequently used the salutation as a refuge, while one enduring tale will insist Dick Turpin escaped capture through the caves beneath the building. Though again, the story survives through tradition, as opposed to any evidence. Although it illustrates the sort of reputation that the inn acquired over those centuries. Although not every tragedy can... Although not every piece of dark history connected with the salutation belongs mixed with folklore and possible fact. Proven fact is that in 1820, the landlord, John Green, died after his food was accidentally contaminated with arsenic. Arsenic that had intended to be used as allegedly rat poison. Several members of his household were poisoned with him. Unlike many stories surrounding the building, this one incident is fully documented, and therefore remains one of the inn's tangibly provable historical tragedies. Now, one thing we all know as fans of the paranormal and real paranormal experiences is one person's fact is another person's folklore. So the salutation has developed one of the darkest paranormal reputations in Britain. Former landlords have claimed the building is home to dozens of spirits. The staff have spoken out about unexplained footsteps after closing times, voices coming from empty rooms, objects moving without anyone touching them, and overwhelming sensations of being watched. Now, it's up to you to decide whether these accounts represent genuine experiences or are the result of environmental psychology and centuries of accumulated folklore. But one thing that cannot be denied is the fact that very few historic buildings in Britain have accumulated so many actual independent reports of strange experiences over such a prolonged period of time. And we're going to look at three of the alleged hauntings that stand apart from all the others. So we begin with the little girl beneath the inn. Now, out of all of the stories we will cover today, this is perhaps, the easiest to dismiss. That will be until you note how remarkably consistent the accounts have remained over the years. Guides of the building rarely begin talking about the child while the visitors are upstairs. Instead, they wait. Because only after descending into the sandstone caves, where daylight disappears, voices will echo strangely from the unseen chambers, and your own footsteps seem to belong to someone else, does the little girl's story usually begin. Witnesses describe hearing what sounds like a young girl running somewhere ahead of them. Not frantic feet, but playful ones. Light, quick, occasionally accompanied by what several visitors have described as a quiet giggle. One that seems to come from somewhere impossible to identify. Others report something even stranger. Several people have claimed to feel what they believed was a young child take hold of their hand. Instinctively, they will look down, expecting perhaps a frightened youngster from another tour group. But there will never be anyone there. Yet, there are no historic records that would give any credence to this type of haunting. And for investigators, this creates an interesting dilemma. You see, the reports are unusually consistent despite there being no historical figure upon which the legend could have formed. So whether one believes these experiences are paranormal or psychological, the story continues because this phenomena is indeed very real in and of itself. It's not necessarily frightening. Perhaps it's something more unsettling, that of a paranormal small girl with no obvious backstory, and it would appear, no logical end. Next, we'll take a look at Gilles Salutation Inn's Shadow Man. There's not much you can do about the money you have now, but if you want to do something about the money you could have tomorrow, Acorns wants to help. And with the Acorns Potential screen, you can find out what your money is capable of. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you have is spare change. Because Acorns grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or thinking about settling down, Acorns supports your big and small goals across every life stage. And the Acorns Potential screen shows you the power of compounding and how your money can grow over time. Plus, you can quickly adjust how much you're investing every day, every week, or month to make sure you're building toward your goals. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. I've had and used many financial applications, but the specific thing about the Acorns app I love is the potential screen. Of all the apps I've used, it gives me such a clear picture of the opportunities for my cash to grow. So sign up now, and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. T2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It seems true to say that the conversation of mental health in 2026 seems easier to have. However, there is still a disconnect between talking about mental health and actively asking for help. Every single last one of us will have a period in our lives where the overwhelm is just overwhelming. Although it's now easier to discuss mental health, there is still a stigma. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. It served over 6 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on 1.7 million reviews, it speaks for itself. And BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. And BetterHelp's 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right first time. But if you aren't happy with your match, simply tell them, and they will switch you to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. Do not let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. If the little girl under the building leaves visitors feeling saddened and confused, the Shadow Man produces something entirely different. Fear. Unlike many alleged apparitions, this figure is almost never described with identifiable facial features. Witnesses instead speak of a silhouette, a shape, a human-sized darkness, somehow darker than the darkness surrounding it, as we hear in many a submission. The reports usually begin in the upper rooms, before extending into the staircases and finally going down to the cave entrances themselves. Several visitors have described seeing what they believed was another member of their group standing motionless at the end of a corridor. When they approach, the figure either vanishes instantly or appears to step backwards continuously until it glides through solid stone. Others have caught sight of something watching from the edge of their periphery, only for nothing to be there when they turn. Former staff have spoken publicly of hearing heavy footsteps crossing empty floors long after everyone has left the building. On more than one occasion, employees have searched that building because they did believe someone was remaining inside after closing, only to find every last room completely empty. Paranormal investigators, as we well know because we use the same type of language and descriptions here on the show, they often distinguish between what they call a traditional apparition and a shadow figure. A traditional ghost report usually involves what we would call a residual haunting, i.e. not necessarily a sentient being, but more a recording that replays itself. Therefore, the ghosts are usually identifiable through clothing or features, even behavior, because it's replayed, history literally repeating itself. Interestingly, as we've heard over and over again with the submissions to this show, shadow figures are, of course, different. There is a seeming sentience to them. Witnesses will frequently report feeling that whatever they are seeing is aware of them. Several investigators who've spent nights within the salutation have described an overwhelming sensation of a figure that watches from a distance, yet deliberately refuses to reveal itself fully. Whether that impression originates from suggestion or something genuinely unexplained is, again, one for us to decide to ourselves. But what elevates this legend above an ordinary ghost story is the emotional response it appears to provoke. You see, people rarely describe curiosity. They describe a sudden instinctive certainty that they should leave. And that reaction has become one of the most consistent features of the Shadow Man legend. Not because witnesses necessarily see anything, but because they feel something is seeing them. And finally, we turn our attention to the demon of the cellars. If there is one reason that Ye Olde Salutation continues to attract paranormal investigators from across Britain and the world, it is because of the stories surrounding the deepest part of the sandstone caves. Because, unlike the previous reports, these accounts rarely center on seeing an apparition. Instead, they begin with an atmosphere. Investigators describe walking into particular chambers and feeling an immediate, overwhelming change. Conversations stop. Temperatures drop. Breathing becomes harder. Several have reported experiencing nausea, dizziness, and an intense desire to leave, but without being able to explain just why. Some describe the sensation as overwhelming dread. Others have compared it to being stood beside a lethal wild animal, unable to see it, but utterly convinced its hostile energy is coming your way. Over the years, this presence has acquired different names. Some simply call it the cave entity. Others refer to it as the demon of the cellars. There is no agreement about what, if anything, it actually represents. Unlike many haunted locations, no single historical event has ever been convincingly linked to these experiences. There is no record of massacre, no execution chamber, no confirmed occult rituals. The darkness of this particular legend comes almost entirely from modern witness testimony. Paranormal groups investigating the caves have occasionally claimed equipment behaved unusually, although obviously such claims remain impossible to verify independently. More striking are the human reactions. Visitors abandoning vigils without explanation. experienced investigators refusing to re-enter certain tunnels. We have accounts of people saying they were physically pushed backwards despite nobody being with them. Others have experienced scratches appearing on exposed skin when they've left the caves. The skeptical argument may be right that all of these things are completely understandable and explainable. But the believers argue precisely the opposite. Perhaps that's why the Salutations legend endures. Not because anyone can prove it's haunted, but because after 8 centuries of history, the building still leaves rational, intelligent people asking one question. What, if anything, hides in the caves under Ye Olde Salutation Inn in Nottingham? Some say we will never find out. Others say that is for the best.